This is 5 Minute Friday, a time to help you focus on positivity, intentionality, thoughtfulness, and growth. And now, Dr. Glenn Krieger.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. It's another episode of your 5 Minute Friday. Now, the last couple of times I've spoken about things, with a few exceptions, I've spoken about HR issues, because that's what stresses us out the most. When I talk to any of you, when I talk to my friends in orthodontics, the number one thing we always talk about is our team and training and hiring and why can't they be on the same page and all those sorts of things. And so I want to bring up one last one today, something I've talked about a little bit in the past, but I'm going to sort of dive into it a little bit further today. And it's something that's going to really help you in the hiring and in the training process. Now, before I get there, I just want to remind you, the Orthopreneurs Summit, October 7th to 10th in Denver. Last time I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, we had 800 people signed up. Now we have 848. It's filling up quickly. I don't want you to miss out because you're going to reach out to me in September and say, hey, how do I sign up? I can't find a link. And I'm going to say, there's nothing I can do to help you. So please go to opsummit2021.com, opsummit2021.com. The theme this year is leadership and management. And that's what we're talking about. We need to become better leaders. We need to become better managers. We want to have lower stress, higher profit. That's the whole goal for me here. I want you to leave Summit, go back, and have the best financial year you've ever had with the most take home and the lower stress. That's the purpose of OP Summit. There are other great meetings you can learn great clinical topics at. This one is to help you have a better practice and a better life. So go to opsummit2021.com. Go sign up. We've got some amazing speakers for doctors and great speakers for team. Team track was closed, but we switched our AV around. I went to an 80-foot LED wall. It takes up less room than projectors, so we were able to add about 50 to 100 new seats. So if you want your team to go, now's the time to sign them up because we already have like 475 team members that are going to be there. Let your team interact with other high-functioning teams and come back and kill it. So let's go back to our topic at hand, which is HR. And I want to teach you something that I came up with for my office that's really made a difference in every level of hiring, training, feedback, and performance reviews. And it's an evaluation scale that we use in the office that allows us to really be on the same page with our team. So you've heard me talk about the practice zone versus the performance zone. We've talked about hiring and how I love hiring without experience. But you still have to be able to interact with your team. And if I said to you, you went to a restaurant, I said, how was the soup? You'd say, oh, it was pretty good. You know, I don't know what that means. I don't know what pretty good means. Oh, it was amazing. Okay, I kind of get an idea of what amazing means. But is your amazing the same as my amazing? So I came up with this scale to help me interact with my team members. And it's much more objective than subjective. I mean, there's always so much subjectivity, but we want to be as objective as we can. So when you have somebody new in your office who, let's say, is an assistant and has some experience, and you say to them, hey, how good are you at taking photographs? Because I used that in the last episode about performance zone versus practice zone. How good are you taking x-rays, taking photographs? And the team member would say, well, I'm pretty good. I've done it for ages. I'm really good at it. I'm exceptional at it. Oh, really? How are your lateral images? Oh, they're great. Amazing. Well, I got tired of answers like that. And so I started asking them. I created a sort of a review level of 0 to 4. Now, this applies to everything we do in our practices, 0 to 4. Whether it's understanding how to answer the phones the Krieger way, whether it's taking photographs, sterilizing, how to take a CBCT. Maybe it could be cementing a motion appliance. Maybe it could be cementing or removing a Herbst. Anything, any one thing that we talk about is easy to deal with. And we talk about it from 0 to 4. So 0 means I've never heard of it. I have no idea what you're talking about. No such thing exists in my vocabulary. A 1 is I've heard of it, but I've never done it. So how are you with clinical photography? I'm a 1. You know, I'm new to the practice. I've seen it done. I've just never done it myself. A 0 could be like if someone comes into your office and you say to them, hey, you know, you ever done a motion appliance? And they go, I don't even know what a motion appliance is. That's a 0. So once you tell them what it is, then they're a 1. They know about it, but maybe they've seen it, but they have no idea how to do it. They've never done it before in their life. So then you go to a 2. A 2 is somebody who's done something, but they're by no means great at it. They need supervision, right? So a 2 is somebody who knows what something is, has done it a few times, but certainly need some supervision on it. So that, let's take a CBCT, right? I've taken one. I'm not really that sure about it. I don't want to be left alone with it. I could use some guidance a couple of more times. That's a two. A three is somebody who does it routinely. It's part of their job. They do it well. They don't need any supervision. They can do it on their own, and they can work independently. So again, let's go back to clinical photography. Oh, my images are good enough, and you've seen their images, and they look great, and they don't need any help. They function beautifully without anybody assisting them, but they're not a master. You know, you have to come over every now and then and assist them with something that's difficult, or, you know, taking off herbs. Maybe every now and then you have to jump in there and just say, hey, squeeze the plier, you know, or something along those lines. That would be a three. Somebody who's doing their day-to-day job and they can work independently, but they're not a master. And then a four, as you could have guessed, is a master. They can do every component of whatever that exercise is. They're really good at it. They never need help because they're the one who goes over and helps people. A four is the one in my office who teaches that procedure because of your clinical photography and you're a four. I want you teaching everybody else because you're a master. You don't need me to teach you clinical photography. You know, you can use the four to teach you clinical photography and that helps them become even better. So let's go through this again. A zero is somebody who's never heard of something before in that particular item. So again, let's go back to a Herbst. Really good example, a Herbst, because you can ask somebody during an interview, hey, ever taken off a Herbst? Yeah, what are you? And once you've explained, here's what a zero through four is, and you remind them, four is a master. Four means you could teach this to anybody in my team. Now, some people are deluded, right? They have an inflated self-worth. But for most people, you say, look, if you say you're a four, I'm expecting you to go to my clinic right now and teach it to my team, right? That puts it in perspective. They're not so high and mighty anymore. So once you teach somebody on an interview what a zero through four is, then you say to them, okay, so let's talk about your job experience. You said you're an assistant. Using zero to four, where are you on clinical photography? And I remind them again, remember, four means you can go upstairs right now or outside into the clinic and teach my team. So, you know, well, I'd say I'm a three. Okay, good. Herbst, I'm a one. I've never done one of those before. Right now you have a dialogue where you actually know where they are and you can write that down in their interview. Herbst, zero. That way later on when you have a talk with them, you say, hey, when I first interviewed you, you said you were a four on clinical photography. You know, you're really a two. And now you moved up to a three, which is wonderful. How do we get you to a four? What tools do you need to go between good, competent to exceptional? Right? It really allows you to have a little more objectivity than subjectivity. So again, zero through four. We'll review it one more time. Zero, I've never heard of it. Never seen it. Don't know what it is. One is I've heard of it. I've never done it. A two is I've done it. I'm just not great at it. I need help. I need supervision. A three is I can work independently, but I'm not a master. And a four is I'm a master. I can teach this. I can step in and help people. I can be the clinical lead on this particular thing, or I can be the administrative lead on this particular thing. That's the effectiveness scale, whatever you want to call it. It's zero through four. So again, I hope this has helped you. I hope you better understand everything related to how we do things in the office. This has really helped me bridge the gap of objectivity and subjectivity. And again, if you have any questions, reach out to me. If you're coming to Summit, I always love it when you come up to me and say hi and say, hey, you remember that podcast you were talking about this? Can you go into that a little bit more? And I'll always make time for you to go through this stuff. Because at the end of the day, us coming together, having better lives, higher productivity is so important. So much love to each and every one of you. Go to opsummit2021.com. Go sign up. Let's have an amazing 2.5 days in Denver together because you deserve it. And I'm telling you now, if you've been to one of these meetings, you know what I'm talking about. And that's why you signed back up. That's why there's 848 of you. If you haven't been to one of these meetings, you're going to miss out. And when all the stuff starts happening, the FOMO is going to be huge and you're going to wish you'd signed up. So go take 2.5 days. You're going to miss a Thursday of work. Who cares? You'll come in Wednesday. You'll come in Thursday night for our cocktail reception. And Scott Fry is talking on the pre-summit Invisalign sponsored talk from 3 to 6 on Thursday. So you'll miss half a Thursday or a Thursday. Who cares? Friday, Saturday is going to be exceptional. You'll be home with your family or friends, what have you, or sitting in your hot tub on Sunday. So have a great day. Have a great weekend. Much love to each and every one of you. And reach out to me if you need anything.